The Psalm 16 lets us understand about happiness a little bit. I got a commentary here I want to share with you. David discovered that the joy is far deeper than happiness. Joy can be felt even in the midst, in spite of one's deepest struggles. Happiness is a temporary thing because it is based on external circumstances, but joy is lasting because it is based on God's presence with us. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So as we learn to grow and to contemplate the presence, not only will we grow in contentment, but we'll discover the deeper joy that's connected to our confidence in God's abiding love for us. And then over in 1 Peter, we talked, Jesus said, in this world you want to have trials and tribulations, but fear not, I've overcome the world. Here Peter, now we're going to be after the resurrection. We're heading towards Pentecost, the birthday of the church. So all of Jesus' teachings and different things will prevail. But then we also got to look at the disciples that not only received his teachings, but was blessed to know about the resurrection, and they went around the world spreading the gospel. So we're going to look a little bit at that too in the coming weeks. But in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, it says, these trials are only to test your faith, to show that it is strong and pure. It is being tested as fire tests and purified gold, and your faith is far more precious to God than mere gold. And the commentary is this. Suffering can lead to one of three responses. We can seek to avoid discomfort at all costs, pleading or acquiescing to our tormentors. We can cry out in despair, oh, my God, is this happening to me? Both of these are natural and understandable responses, but neither leads us into experience of God. Peter says God to redeem our suffering by using to purify our deepen our faith, and may God or may not send suffering into our lives, but he certainly wants to redeem our pain. Because we have the gift of free will, so we're bombarded from all the stuff in the world, but God wants to relieve our pain. And as we accept suffering and give it to Jesus to deal with, he will. And we will no longer be victims, but people in the process of becoming holier and stronger as time goes on.